What's going on, Patriots? You're listening to the Republic Restored podcast. I'm Joe. That's Anthony. You can follow us on Twitter at RepublicRestored and on Instagram at RepublicRestored. If you would be so kind, please go to whatever platform you listen to great podcasts on and give us a 5-star review and rating. And how was your week?
I still don't have coronavirus. I think.
Love it. Yeah, it's great. Both negative antibodies. Fucking, we're feeling great, doing great. New York City is a little fucking, little whacked out right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's been a pain in the balls this week. Because the nonsensical alternate side parking to clean the streets that weren't dirty is back on.
Well, according to Comrade de Blasio, they're dirty.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been all over the city the past fucking like 3 weeks, 2 months that it's been going on. That they have they've had alternate side parking, street cleaning canceled. Streets are fine. Even in the hood, streets are fine.
Listen. Comrade de Blasio's gotta put the sanitation workers good use. He's gotta get the sanitation workers union good union guys back to work, clean the streets. Clean up the mess that all these fucking liberals make on their walks, their mental health walks, all right? Sally Sanitation's got to get back out there on the street. Got to clean the street for you so you can park your car there.
Well, train operator Richie, he agrees with you, okay? Because every time...
The train's been open for a long time.
The trains have been open for a long time, and make no mistake, I'm wearing a gas mask. I'm wearing 3 sets of gloves. On every run through the city, because you don't know what the fuck you're going to encounter. The first week of coronavirus, you know, I saw somebody who may have been from the other hemisphere, and I shut the doors. Doors are broken. Sorry, can't let you in.
So you don't let them on?
No, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You got to protect yourself. They weren't disinfected, nothing.
You know what? When I go through their neighborhood, I don't pick up their garbage.
They don't pick up their garbage either.
I don't pick it up after them.
Well,
I don't know what's in that bag.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
They could have their antibody tests in there still with the blood still wet.
You know, when I'm getting off my train every day, okay, or after my my 12-hour shift plus my overtime, I just step right over to homeless people. I step right over to garbage. I'm supposed to clean it. I don't clean it. Not my job. Okay, it could be infected. I don't fucking.
That's
know.
My job.
That's your job, right? Where are you?
I'm going back to work now.
Oh, you're going back to work now.
It's a lot of overtime.
Thank God. Nice, you're a nice, good union boy. That's what you are.
Hit me on Instagram, Sally Sanitation. My friend, my mom calls me Salvatore. My nonna calls me Salvatore. My friends call me Sally.
Sally
Sanitation. They see me hanging off the back of the truck. They yell, "Hey, Sally!" And then they throw onion rings at me. Try and get them in the back of the truck.
That's fucked up. They usually miss because they're bad shots.
Yeah, bad shots.
Fucking Mets fans. So yeah, New York City's a little fucking whacked out. We have Congress people that are out of their fucking minds. Prior to starting recording this thing, we were trying to figure out which congressional district we were in and all that. I figured, okay, we'll check it out. New York 10. Ant pulled up the map. It's we're gonna post it to our Instagram.
Looks like backwards Louisiana.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Wait, it is a pile.
Louisiana? What's Louisiana look like?
It is a pile of steaming gerrymandering shit. Okay, so South Brooklyn, where we're from.
No, it's regular Louisiana. It's like a Louisiana if it went on a diet. That's what it looks like.
Right. It's Louisiana if it was connected to Tennessee and Tennessee was vertical.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so they cut it out in order to split up the Republicans that were always vote in South Brooklyn, that were always voting with Staten Island, which would turn district. I believe we were district 13. It was district 13 was like the one big thing, and then they switched it up between district 10 and district 11, which is now
part. We're having no more of this.
Right, it was parts of South Brooklyn. Now district 11 is parts of South Brooklyn and all of the Staten Island. Before, District 13 used to be all of Staten Island and a good chunk of South Brooklyn.
I think it was like the lower half of Brooklyn.
Right, pretty
it was
much.
Like it southern was, and western Brooklyn.
Right, the cutoff was like, I mean...
I think it was Flatbush.
Yeah, if people are from here, the cutoff was like Flatbush.
Which makes sense.
Right, you had Sunset Park, Park Slope.
They can keep Flatbush.
Yeah, Then you had
Key Park Slope, Waypop,
Dyker Heights. You had Bay Ridge. You had Gravesend, Bensonhurst, part of Coney Island, and all of Staten Island was District 13. Now it's just like Nadler. We're in District 10. Our congressman is Jerry Nadler.
I don't know. Does everybody know who Jerry Nadler is?
Everybody knows who Jerry Nadler is.
He's most famously known for his role in Scarface as Octavio the Clown. So if
I'm tracking. So our now District 10 is like part lower Manhattan and
you saw him in Scarface, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, if you've never seen Jerry Nadler in Scarface, Google Octavio the Clown, and you can watch his whole scene. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, Jerry Nadler is also a big and small pants model. Big and short, because it's tall and big. Big and tall. It's big and tall.
I was just going to say.
He's big and short. There we go. I struggled.
He's taller when he lays down.
Right. He's a big and short pants model because I mean the majority, if you look at him, the majority of his outward appearance are pants because it's up to his nipples.
He uses his nipples as a belt.
Right. Do you think he has nipple rings in order to keep him up
like suspenders?
Right. He does wear suspenders, that guy.
Yeah, he hooks them through his nipple rings.
Right. He hooks them through the nipple rings. It's extra support for the suspenders and the belt that's crying, take me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be the time when we gave you an update on the coronavirus numbers, but, I mean, they're fucking bullshit anyway.
They're not real.
No, they're not real.
Reality is just a suggestion in coronavirus land nowadays.
So instead, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make our first endorsement ever as a show.
Legitimate endorsement. I mean, we've supported, but we've never endorsed.
Yeah. So our first endorsement goes to Ant. Take it away.
Joe Caldera for Congress.
Yep. New York 11. Not.
And if we knew how to do sound effects, we would do some. Maybe some party bells, some like party. What are those? The things that you blow, and it looks like a snail. What is that?
I don't know what it's called, but it goes.
It sounds like a kazoo.
That thing. Yeah.
What was it? That. Yeah, we'd play some of those sounds. Yeah, it'd be like a party. But yeah, we would like to endorse Joe Caldera. Maybe we could finally get somebody representing.
Not our
district. A decent amount of New York. Yeah, well, you know what? I work in Staten Island. I got family in Staten Island. I spend a lot of time in Staten Island, so I consider myself a Staten Islander. Brooklyn turned its back on me, so I'm turning my back on it. Maybe it's time we could actually get somebody in Washington who's actually going to speak on our behalf and not somebody we've supported the person he's running against.
The individual who is the reason for the creation of this show.
Yeah, she
inadvertently is, not physically.
Yeah, she was the inspiration, I should say, behind this little collaboration here. But we are no longer on the Nicole Malliotakis bandwagon, and it's a lot to do with her flip flopping on the president. When she was running for mayor, we kind of looked the other way toward it, just because we really needed de Blasio out of office. But she can't hold her line. And you know what? She did the other day she had a town hall meeting on her Facebook. It was a Facebook Live town hall. She had three doctors on. I'm not going to give their names. I asked two questions during that town hall. She read them both aloud to the doctors, asked them directly to answer them. Let's just say,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Aunt, but let's just say one of the doctors, we're going to call him Emperor Palpatine. The other doctor, we're going to call them female cast member from the show Shameless. And then the third doctor, we're going to call him hospital sponsor on the show House.
That was wildly accurate. So, my first question was basically, to keep it short, was about getting an antibody test that I can trust as an essential worker. And Lord Palpatine said there's not many that he can suggest that I trust. And then who was she? Shameless.
Yeah.
Shameless responded and said that she's actually performing antibody tests with accurate results in her office. Another question that I asked, and I will read this one verbatim because it is an important question, especially with all the news that's come out this week. Is there any way that New York officials can fight the governor along with medical professionals to make sure we can get hydroxychloroquine approved in New York State to assist in safely reopening? There is plenty of data to back this drug. We cannot wait for a vaccine that not everyone will even volunteer to take. And I love how I use those words, because I believe it was the next day or the day after President Trump used those exact same words in the Rose Garden, and I got chills. So I'm going to run for president soon. But she asked Lord Palpatine to take that question, and I almost smashed my cell phone in a million pieces because I didn't want him to answer another one of my goddamn questions. Because he's a Fauci fanboy, apparently, because his response to me was hydroxychloroquine is an unproven, unsafe drug. Then Shameless jumped in and said that she has actually been treating people with hydroxychloroquine and she has seen results. So the fact that Nicole would even allow herself to be affiliated with Lord Palpatine and his Fauci fanboy bullshit. And she backed him up. She went along with it. I felt like Michael Corleone in a golf off. Fredo, you broke my heart, Fredo.
My question to you was, did a big time donor to the local community methadone clinic, did he chime in at all during this?
Top right?
Yeah.
No, he had a very bad internet connection.
I figured. It's really tough down there in that completely finished basement.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a bad internet connection. All those dollars in his bank account, he can't hardwire to Wi-Fi. I got this little plug here on Amazon for $16. I mean, you know, sanitation workers don't make a lot, but, you know, Sally Sanitation got plugged in his computer to the Wi-Fi. You know, it's the way it's got to be.
Can I just point out another question on the screenshot that you sent me? That was, you asked a question and everybody else, they were asking questions that were pertinent to the global pandemic that's gripping the entire world. And this other individual asked, can a pap smear be self-administered? Will a stool sample determine whether cancer cells present to avoid colonoscopy?
That person, I remember that person because I remember chuckling to myself. That person is scared to go to a clinic right now.
Oh, got you.
That person has said that numerous times. And we had to reassure that person that Quest Labs does not fill their waiting room.
Right.
Right. They're calling people from their cars. You go, you pull up, you call them, you say, I'm here. And then they call you in.
My question is, do they give you general anesthesia? Do they, not you, or either of us, do they give a female?
I can give you general anesthesia.
Not right now. Do they give general anesthesia to females who are undergoing a pap smear? Because it sounds, from what the very spare knowledge that I have of that procedure, there's like cutting involved. So I don't know why this lady would even think that it could possibly anyway.
Be done at home? I've never smeared my pap.
Right. Your second question was there any specific...
I referenced that one already.
Oh, you did? Okay,
that was,
yeah.
The first one.
I was too busy. I was too busy on mute, laughing at that lady's question.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Right.
So yeah, we're looking to leave her out to dry. She hasn't shown up to, I think it was over 70% of her budget meetings this past year. And she's... Joe seems like he wants a position. He's hungry. He wants to get in there and actually work for the people and help continue to turn New York City red, which was our goal. And slowly but surely, I mean, we're turning it one by one, but
yeah, unfortunately,
it's a big job.
Unfortunately, there are very few actual conservatives in New York. And the ones that you think that are actual conservatives turn out to be rhino Republicans. And, you know, that's just the way things are. That's the risk up here in a blue state.
Well, yeah, because you're trying to pander to both sides.
Right. Right. Which,
you're
I mean,
you're trying to get the red vote just to get a seat. But you don't want to be left in the dark. So you got to kind of say that orange man bad a little bit, you know. We're not going to stand for that shit. If you don't support the president, don't run on a red ticket. It's literally that simple.
Yeah, straight up. Run independent and pose yourself as a Republican and then fucking get yourself elected in a red district and then pander to the other side. But don't say that you're a Republican because that's just fucking...
Yeah, there is absolutely betrayal. No way in holy hell that you can look at any policy that the president has implemented and say that you do not agree with it if you claim to be a conservative.
Right, hands down. Someone who doesn't claim to be a conservative, LoveGov Nipple Rings.
Not to be confused with Jelly Rings.
Right, not to be confused with Jelly Rings. Jelly Rings are fucking delicious. Governor.
I like to put one on each finger.
And then eat them off like corn on the cob.
Yeah.
From the New York Times, 1/3 of all U.S. coronavirus deaths are nursing home residents or workers, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is okay. So this is an article from the New York Times. This is from May 9th, but you can still find this article, and it's obviously still fairly accurate. At the time that this article was written, there were at least
28,000 residents
and workers that have died from the coronavirus in nursing homes. And as of May 9th, over 153,000 people in roughly 7,700 facilities have been infected. So I don't know the exact percentage. It's a decent percentage. What's New York at now? Over 350,000 cases, right? Right around.
Yes. Yeah, I would say like 160,000.
So about a third of all New York State coronavirus cases are from nursing homes. And this schmuck Cuomo actually requested that what was the ruling? He requested that COVID patients be moved to nursing homes?
Yes. Yes.
Literally exposing the most vulnerable population?
Yep. According to the article, while just 11% of the country's cases have occurred in long-term care facilities, deaths related to COVID-19 in these facilities account for more than a third of the country's pandemic fatalities.
I mean, that's fucking
That's insane.
And the real reason it's insane is because that's avoidable. Those deaths are literally all avoidable. You can't avoid the deaths of the people, the Joe Show, the Sally Sanitations, just getting on the train every day and going to work because they have to. You can't really avoid those deaths. The nursing home, yeah, you can. That's absolutely ridiculous. The fact that now most workers at nursing homes, they don't get paid a lot of money, so they usually work for an agency. Not nursing homes directly. And those agencies have them work in multiple nursing homes and facilities.
Right.
So one worker can be in like 10 facilities in 1 week.
Right. Like I know.
In contact with over, I don't know, 300 different seniors.
Right.
And that person could have been a super spreader. They could have been asymptomatic and they gave it to all those elderly people and maybe killed them all.
Right. Now I know firsthand that my grandmother's aide, she works for an agency. She comes to her personally and she also works in a nursing home. So, you know, she was also social distancing. She had to stay out. My grandmother got moved to a nursing home and she got moved to a hospital and there's a high risk, you know, she hasn't had it Of course, she fell, but, you know, things happen. To hear that, it doesn't make me feel good to hear that one third of fatalities come from nursing homes.
Yeah, because it was avoidable shit. And this is why people say fake news. This is why people say lamestream media. This is why these terms are into effect. Because I don't remember when it was. Maybe mid-March. It was right before this thing really started popping off. The president came out during a task force meeting and he said that they weren't allowing they weren't allowing nursing home staff to work at multiple facilities. They were only allowing them to work at one facility.
Which makes sense. So
agencies at that point had to go through their list of people and assign them to individual facilities, and that was it. That's the only place they could work. And everybody gave the president shit. They all came out and said, oh, how long did it take the president to make this rule after all these old people have been infected? He didn't do it because it should have been common sense from the governors.
Right. Right. Just like Pence, vice president, says all the time, it is locally managed.
It is up to the governors.
Yeah. Locally managed, state run, federally funded. Some shit like that.
Or federally assisted, something like that.
Federally assisted, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately, you know, state managed. It's up to the individual states. Because mark my words, if the feds came in and said, boys, go home, we got this shit, we're in charge, the liberals would have been screaming fucking bloody murder, tyrant, dictator. Without a doubt. Yeah.
I mean, somebody like Cuomo makes a fuck up and it's Trump's fault, but Cuomo does something good and God bless him.
Right.
Like these people have no accountability just because they're Democrat. And if you look at all the states that are reopening, all the ones that are registering higher COVID numbers, or basically inflations, are blue states. That's not a political statement. That's looking at a map and stating facts. There's a reason for it. You want to know what my theory is for the reason?
What's your theory?
The numbers are bullshit. You know why I think the numbers are bullshit?
Why?
Because a fruit had coronavirus.
Oh, 100%. I don't necessarily trust any of the fucking tests, period.
I don't think, we've said it before, I'll reiterate it, the virus is real. The hubbub is not.
Right. It's just fake outrage for ratings.
Yeah. None of this is real. None of this is real. And now it's starting to come out. The president said it the other day in a press conference. And I fucking said it on this podcast how many weeks ago, that the president, the vice president, the first family, the second family, they've all been taking hydroxychloroquine since the onset of this thing.
There you go. Pat yourself on the back. Do it. Preach.
All right. And now the other day, Trump comes out in a press conference, says, I've been taking hydroxychloroquine. He said about a week and a half. I say bullshit. But that's fine.
I think it's been since the beginning.
Yeah, I think it's been since the beginning as well. And even before we knew about hydroxychloroquine, what did I tell you? I said there is no way in holy hell that they're not vaccinated. And then we find out that hydroxychloroquine could be used as a preventative, almost as though it's a vaccine.
Right. Right. Not exactly technically 100% vaccinated, but for all intents and purposes,
they're vaccinated.
Right. Right. Using a preventative medication to prevent the infection of coronavirus. Yep, you hit it. You hit it, Hannah. You hit the nail on the head.
Nail on the head.
Yeah, there you go. I just chewed my tongue.
Joey mumbles.
Yep, chewed my tongue. Fucking, what'd you say? Sometimes I talk from the front of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Yeah,
I physically try and bring my voice back down to my throat. Yeah. Like right now I'm speaking from my throat. But sometimes like when I get excited, it's all right here. Well, nobody who's listening to this can see that. I'm pointing to my tongue. It's all right here.
Yeah, it's all happening at the lip area.
Yeah.
You gotta rein that in.
Yeah, yeah. See, like right now, it's my dulcet tones.
Yes.
And I could seduce a horse with this voice. Horse? Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Wrong choice of animal.
No. That could get you sued.
Yeah, I could seduce a.
Let's just leave it there.
Yeah, yeah. I could seduce something with his voice. But, like, sometimes when I get, like, my voice, the like, the octave goes higher, because I get...
The octave?
Yeah, the decibel level, the octave, the octave.
Octave.
Yeah, yeah,
FUPA. Octave, Conductor Rich, octaves.
Yeah, yeah, it's FUPA after FUPA.
Right. What was that other thing on hydroxychloroquine? Oh, now there's rumor coming out of mainland China that they were using hydroxychloroquine as a first line treatment.
Yes. Outside Wuhan. Yes, yes, yes. Report from, oh Lord have mercy, I forgot. Anyway, yeah, it was a report that they've been using it from the get-go. Oh, Q. There we go.
Yep, Q said it.
Yep, Q did say it. The most recent Q post, that would be Q post 4290, it reads, origin country of COVID-19, China. Origin city of COVID-19, Wuhan. How long was Wuhan on the lockdown? 76 days, voice to the back of my throat. How long was the remainder of China on lockdown? CNY extend January 24th through February 9th, average 16 days.
CNY is Chinese New Year.
Oh, yes, that's right. How long has the U.S. been on lockdown? No spread of COVID-19 outside of Wuhan, ? How is it possible the source country of the virus, minus Wuhan, was on lockdown for only 16 days? How long has the U.S. been on lockdown? Forecasted lockdown, California, New York, Oregon, Michigan? Michigan, right? Yeah. Reconcile. Logical thinking. Then Q writes, it links a QCostaRica.com article. Hydroxychloroquine was used in Shanghai as the first line of treatment. USA lockdown v. China lockdown. Non-Wuhan. Number of days. MSM. Democrats vested interest in censoring and attacking anything. HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. Why? And the why would be that per dose, hydroxychloroquine is 36 cents. And remdesivir, that they're all pushing, is $1,000 a dose.
Yeah, the Fauci clan and the Gates money, they're all trying to get. And China just came out and said that they're looking to patent remdesivir. They're trying to get that thing pushed. And also, the main difference, you can only get remdesivir. Remdesivir is a liquid. You can only get remdesivir administered if you're in a hospital. Right. Hydroxychloroquine, you can take it on your couch. They don't like that.
Right, exactly. You can get a super cheap prescription for hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin plus zinc.
Yeah, it's like $30.
Yeah. Yeah, for your entire course treatment. And that's it. Remdesivir, that's $1,000 per dose. $1,000 times, let's just say you have to take it over the course of a week, $5,000, $7,000. You know, they charge the insurance pays, you have to pay out of pocket. Because of that, you don't necessarily go into debt, but that's just compounding onto all the money that you don't have because you haven't been working. And it's keeping people in line because, you know, they're poor, they're pissed off, and they're complacent on their couches, told to stay locked down, and they're sick. So, I mean, you do the math.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple why they don't want... Also, at this point now, they don't want Trump to be right. I mean, these people would literally rather catch coronavirus themselves and die than allow the president to be right.
You know, Winston Churchill said that if Hitler had invaded hell, he would at least give a positive remark about the devil in the House of Parliament. These liberals would, if I don't have a good analogy, actually. If Trump said he defeated hell, the liberals would at least, you know, start rooting for the devil. That's the best I got.
I got one.
Go ahead.
If Trump said that he found a cure for coronavirus that could prevent hundreds of thousands of people from dying, the left would say, nah, and let hundreds of thousands of people die.
There we go. That's a goodie.
That's a good one, right? That's it's accurate. A
goodie. Yeah, no, that's super accurate. Furthermore, the vaccine, the great search for the vaccine, going to take us, you know, 15 years to get a fucking vaccine.
I don't give a shit how long it takes. I'm not taking it.
Right. Moderna Inc., from One American News Network, vaccine candidate, shows promising preliminary results. And pretty much this article just goes into COVID-19 vaccine candidate developed in the U.S. has shown promise. On Monday, Massachusetts-based Moderna Inc. announced preliminary results on a vaccine trial carried out in collaboration with the NIH. The immune system response of 8 candidates have been analyzed already and show that all 8 experience heightened antibody production as a result of the vaccine. So that's great news. Awesome. All the Democrats who want to take the vaccine can take the vaccine.
Yeah, and I'll take my hydroxychloroquine. Catch you later.
Right. Not to mention that if you even do get sick, because, you know, numbers are going down, the rate is decreasing. The rate of infection is decreasing. And we did the math. Currently, about 5 million people worldwide have been infected. The approximate population of the world is 7.7 billion. And that works out to like 0.07% of the world population. Even lower is the percentage of people who have actually died. That's looking at... you know, we're looking at 300 and I think it was 85,000. Yeah, you're looking at like 0.005-ish% of the population, of the world population. I think I missed the zero. I think there's one more zero in there, but.
Long story short, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
You're going to be fine. The doom and gloom that everybody tried to paint, it's all shit. All right? It's all shit. The virus is real. There is a treatment. They don't want us to have it, but it's there. That's not a conspiracy. The proof's in the pudding at this point. I'm sick and tired of defending hydroxychloroquine because the people that I have to defend it against are... people who are uneducated in this field, and I'm not saying that I am educated in this field, but I've at least done the research. Because, yeah, I support the president, but just because he says hydroxychloroquine is a good drug doesn't mean that I'm going to say, yeah, give it to me. I did the research on it, so they used it in France, they used it in Spain, they used it in China, they used it in Italy, they used it all over the world, and they had positive results. Did people die that were on it? Yes. Did they die because of it? Nah.
Yeah, so they died because they had pre-existing conditions and they were too far gone.
I was going to say, because they were too far gone already. So the notion that hydroxychloroquine will kill you, listen to me, Neil Cavuto, the notion that hydroxychloroquine will kill you is faux pas.
Yeah, it's a fupa.
It's a fupa. It's all bullshit.
And the left just, they get caught out fupa after fupa after fupa after fupa, and it's just bullshit. One thing I can't wait to do is to start a show and talk nothing but politics and not this fucking coronavirus. I would love to talk about a fucking budget bill.
But do you, a non-coronavirus related budget,
right.
But do you realize why coronavirus was a necessary tool from the Democrat Party?
Why is that?
The exact reason that you just said. You want to talk politics. They can't talk politics. They can't have people talking politics. Because if people talk politics, guess what they're going to talk about? They're going to talk about Joe Biden. And guess what's going to happen if people talk about Joe Biden?
They're also going to talk about the possible criminal probe.
Not possible. He's a criminal. he's now been caught on tape basically acknowledging a quid pro quo that he had with the Ukrainian government.
Right.
It's on tape. There's you hear his voice. I mean, it's real. Literally, every single thing that they have accused President Trump of being guilty of over the last 4 years, they are guilty of themselves.
Absolutely. And
I'm waiting for the day that they come out and accuse the president of deleting his emails, because then you know for 100% certainty that Hillary Clinton is guilty of deleting her emails. And I want them to turn around and blame Trump for Benghazi.
That would be...
If they blame Trump for Benghazi, it's an admission of guilt. It's a backhanded admission of guilt. That's all anything that they do is.
So it's a 2-minute clip of Joe Biden talking to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Let's go ahead and listen to this real quick.
Joe Biden, how are you?
Very well indeed. As usual, when I hear your voice, thank you.
Well, you are doing very well. Congratulations on getting the new prosecutor general. I know there's a lot more that has to be done, but I really think that's good, and I understand you're working with the Rod in the coming days on a number of additional laws to secure the IMF. So, but congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical.
Here it is.
To work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. And that now that the new prosecutor general is in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee. And I don't know how you want to go about that.
Wow.
Party sounds.
That's a good elephant sound. Maybe if the party was in the Bronx Zoo.
Not going to be able to get to Kyiv.
Just listen to the rest of it. And Mr. Vice President, people who speak English say Kyiv.
Anytime soon, meaning next month or so. And I don't know whether you could either sign it with our ambassador, or if you came here, we could sign it. Or if you want, we're inviting Groysman here later. I'm going to be talking to him later this morning. Not for that purpose. We're inviting him to Washington. And so I'll leave it up to you as to how you want that done and when you want it done.
First of all, thank you very much indeed for these words of support. Believe me that it was a very tough challenge and very difficult job. And Mrs. Tymoshenko and Mr. Leshko fraction tried to break this, because we not only voted for the new prosecutor general, which we do in a very short period of time, within one day, we changed the law. By the way, in this law, we're presenting the new structure.
Hey, Mr. President.
Whoops. Yep, that's that. Quid pro Joe.
Caught red-handed, you piece of shit.
He, you know, in Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, you accuse your opponent of exactly what you're guilty of.
Yeah, so that as the opponent tries to unravel what you've done, it just makes their case look like bullshit, because they're just saying, no, you did it. No, you did it.
Right. Right. No, you did it. No, you did it. No, you did it. No, you did it. But, you know, you can't trust the evidence against me, because that's obviously politically motivated.
Right.
So we move on forward.
What's the matter, Joe? You couldn't do one more fucking taxpayer flight to Ukraine to just get this fucking thing signed off on? All the parading around the world that you did with your son Hunter the douchebag to China, to Ukraine, all over the place. You couldn't do one more flight? You had to get the ambassador down here? You wanted to fly the president of Ukraine in? What? So it looks like he initiated it? What do you think, we're fucking stupid? Come on. This is what a moron.
Preach.
There is a reason why a year and a half ago, Joe Biden had his wits, and now all of a sudden, puts his left shoe on his right fucking foot. All right? They, I don't know what they gave him, but they are fucking with his brain. Because the less he remembers, the better it is for them when he's forced to testify. Because he knows every fucking thing.
Right.
So if Obama escapes to, I don't know, his country of birth, and the Kenyan government won't cooperate in turning him over, and Joe can't testify because he's a fucking vegetable, well, now it saves fucking Princess Hillary.
Right. Culpability goes down. You know, plausible deniability.
There is no... And to fucking parade him around still as your quote-unquote candidate, it's... The only reason that Joe Biden is the quote-unquote nominee for the Democrat Party is so that he cannot be prosecuted.
I believe
that. Because you cannot prosecute somebody who is... I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't prosecute somebody who's running for president.
You could, but according to the DOJ's policy, you can't, they don't prosecute people who are candidates for president or have been elected president.
Right. And this would also be the most, it would come off as the most politically motivated prosecution in the history of the world.
Right. And Attorney General Barr came out and said.
Hold on. Let me just finish my.
Go ahead.
They're literally sacrificing the election.
In order not to go to prison.
They're literally sacrificing the election. Because they know he can't win. I mean, if they actually think he has a shot to win, they're fucking high.
I don't see a groundswell for Joe Biden.
And I personally, I'm starting to... every day I think, who's his running mate going to be? Who's his running mate going to be? Who's his running mate going to be? Stacey Abrams. There, I said it.
You think so?
From Georgia. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. She has been quiet. The last time we heard about her, she had the response speech to, not the State of the Union, what was it? Trump gave a big address, and she had a response. They gave her a response to it. I don't remember which it was, but the last time we heard from her is when they were investigating the voter fraud in Georgia.
Right.
We haven't heard a peep out of her since. They're keeping her under wraps. They're keeping her quiet. They're trying not to expose her.
And it was the State of the Union address that.
It was the State of the Union. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an African-American one.
Right. When they put her in front of the fake crowd.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. The green screen crowd.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the, it's going to be an African-American woman. Joe is going to want to hit both those demographics.
Yeah. And it's not going to be Kamala because she's already been destroyed.
Yeah.
It's got to be somebody.
They went back and forth. Yeah. It has to be somebody. It has to be, yeah, it's a very good point, Stacey Abrams, because it has to be somebody who is, who did not already run to be the nominee. And
but they had high hopes for her in the party.
Yes, they did. But she's already tainted by the whole back and forth during the nomination process.
Yeah, she's clean.
So, I meant Kamala has been tainted.
Yeah, Kamala's been destroyed.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams has. That's actually a really good point. I mean, if it's going to be anybody, if it's going to be a female, which she said it is, they're going to pick a female who is either Hispanic or African-American. And
well, I don't know if she's African. She could be something else.
Right, right.
I hate the term African-American.
Yeah,
I think it's so racist to classify every black person as African. I really think that's like calling every white person a German-American.
Right, true.
I'm not German.
True.
I just think it's racist to label all blacks as Africans, but whatever.
Right. That's
what
like,
do I know?
Yeah, it's the racism of the left. It's just the colloquial
there you go.
Term that we use. So attorney general Barr came out And he said that Obama and
Biden...
Why
aren't they just Americans? Why are they African-Americans?
Right. Why do we have to divide everybody up into categories? You're right. It's going to be... It's going to be...
White people, they're black people. I mean, what are you going to do?
It's going to be a black female. That's it. Their vice presidential pick is going to be a... their running mate pick is going to be a black female. That's it.
So Michelle Obama's out.
Michelle Obama... Michelle Obama is already too tainted by Barack.
Well, she's also... He's also a guy, so.
Right. Here's Attorney General Barr.
The department, criminal charges are appropriate only when we have enough evidence to prove each element of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. That is the standard we're applying. Now, I have a general idea of how Mr. Durham's investigation is going. And as I have indicated, some aspects of the matter are being examined as potential crimes.
Read between the lines.
But we have to bear in mind what the Supreme Court recently reminded us of in the Bridgegate case. As the court said there's a difference between an abuse of power and a federal crime. Not every abuse of power, no matter how outrageous, is necessarily a federal crime. Now, as to President Obama and Vice President Biden, whatever their level of involvement, based on the information I have today, I don't expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man. Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, we don't want to hear George Stephanopoulos.
Also, that's misinformation. I mean, they're just trying to... This is going to result in a direct investigation of Obama and Biden. They can't say that now. I mean, they can't target them this early, but...
Right.
We're not
Yeah, and read between the lines...
Also, the evidence
is... When I heard that America was...
This was Trump's response. Sorry, Epic Times and their fucking ads. Here's Trump's response.
For you, Attorney General Barr says he is unlikely to have any criminal investigation of either Barack Obama or Joe Biden. You've been talking about what you call the greatest political crime in American history. What do you think of Mr. Barr's decision here?
Well, I think if it was me, they would do it. I think for them, maybe they're not going to. I don't know. I'm surprised because Obama knew everything that was happening. I don't think Obama knows where he is in a lot of ways. I saw his statements the other day, and I think that, frankly, they weren't very good. That's President Biden. Obama.
Right.
As far as Biden's concerned, I can't tell you. Only he knows what he knows. I don't think he knows too much. But I think Obama and Biden knew about it. They were participants, but so I'm a little surprised by that statement. I don't think he said it quite the way you said it. I think he said as of this moment, I guess. But if it was me, I guarantee they'd be going after me. In his case, they're not. So I think it's just a continuation of a double standard. I'm surprised by it. But that's where it is. And I don't know what he said about this. You have to understand I was coming into this room as that statement was being made. So
something interesting, he said, we cannot allow this process, the legal process, to be hijacked by efforts to drum up criminal allegations, investigations of either candidate. He seemed to be suggesting that.
Well, I think you'd have to ask him what that means, because I'm in no position to tell you that. I've stayed away from it. I'm relying on the attorney general to do the job. And so I don't know exactly what he said because I was in this room.
Would you be disappointed if there is no criminal investigation of Biden or Obama?
I don't say disappointed or not, but I have no doubt that they were involved in this hoax. One of the worst things ever to befall this country in terms of political scandal. I have absolutely no doubt that Obama and Biden were involved. And as to whether or not it was criminal, I would think it would be very serious, very, very serious.
He's 100% right. If this was him, they'd have him hanging in the Rose Garden. They literally impeached him for a phone call with Ukraine that was nothing even remotely close to Joe Biden's phone call with Ukraine that we just heard. Not even close.
Right. Right. As the president said, that was a perfect phone call.
It was. There was nothing in that phone call that you could find.
Yeah, that even even vaguely smelled like criminality.
No. And now the evidence is right there in front of everybody's faces for quid pro Joe. And let's see if anything comes of it. I don't think so. I mean, let's see if Lindsey Graham actually goes through with something for once.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, I don't know. When McCain was alive.
He who shall not be named?
Yeah, he who shall not be named. Him and Lindsey were like, you know, everybody remembers. They were inseparable. They were the best of friends. I thought that after Johnny Baby Boy died, that Lindsey would, you know,
grow a pair.
But, you know, he seemed to get a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more conservative, have a little bit of a spark in him. But he's kind of like reverting back to his old ways. He's a bit of a rhino, just a rhino. Just like a milquetoast Republican. And I never got that term, milquetoast, because I'm fat, so I think of food, and I'm like, that sounds good, but it's not even a food term, milquetoast.
I like cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah, cinnamon toast crunch is pretty good, though. I don't like French toast. I don't like sugary cereal. I do like French toast, though.
I'm sorry, freedom toast.
Yeah.
You know what? That's over now. When? The French get... Since 9/11. But the French gave us hydroxychloroquine, so we'll give them a French toast back.
Right. So the liberals are going to lose... they're losing their minds over the president even suggesting that Obama and Biden should be investigated for any sort of criminality. But you know what they're also... They haven't yet lost their minds over, but they will lose their minds over? There was a drug interdiction, and the ship... That did the interdiction. It was off the coast of Florida. It's a U.S. Coast Guard cutter. It's called WPC 1111, aka Coast Guard Cutter William Trump. They offloaded in San Juan, Puerto Rico. They offloaded a approximate 1,100 pounds of marijuana that were seized. Off the in international waters.
Now all they got to do is legalize it in the United States.
Yep, the interdiction was a result of the international multi-agency law enforcement collaboration in support of Operation Bahamas, Turk and Caicos, OPBAT, Operation Unified Resolve, Operation Caribbean Guard, and Operation Martillo, and member of the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force and High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area sponsored Caribbean Corridor Strike Force. That is a fucking mouthful. Okay, so that last bit is called the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area sponsored Caribbean Corridor Strike Force. Jesus, who comes up with this shit? I'm not even going to come up with an acronym for that. Through this time of
say it one more time.
It is the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Sponsored Caribbean Corridor Strike Force.
I'm sorry, one more time.
The High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Sponsored Caribbean Corridor Strike Force. Strike Force.
Hit tasks.
Although through this time of uncertainty,
yes,
Coast Guard cutter crews remained vigilant and on watch to safeguard the American people. He said Johnston Ariel, the commanding officer of the William Trump. What liberals are gonna say. Is that this ship was definitely named after the dictator Trump was elected into office. They were going to say that this is a brand new ship, and Trump is naming ships after his family members. In all actuality, the ship is it's several years old. And her namesake, William Trump, distinguished himself for his heroism helping soldiers land on Omaha Beach during the invasion of Normandy. actions that won him a silver star.
Take that, leftists.
Yeah, fuckers. Yeah, they're going to lose their minds about the name of the ship. Just guaranteed.
That's actually fine. They can jump off it.
Yeah, once this whole coronavirus thing, well, since the whole coronavirus thing is going to start to calm down, I predict that within 3 weeks, you're going to see some people on Twitter say, why is this, not my Coast Guard cutter. Hashtag yeah. Not my Coast Guard cutter.
Yeah, and you know what I say to them? Fuck off.
Yep. We're going to wrap this guy up.
Yeah, we can wrap her up like a Christmas present.
All right, very cool.
I don't get Christmas presents.
Yeah, it's sad. As always, we thank you for listening to this program, Public Restored. You can find us on Twitter at @RPublicRestored and on Instagram at @RepublicRestored. I'm going to stay mumbling, stuttering Joe. That's Anthony. Ant, take us out.
Everybody go back to work. Don't listen to your governors. Don't listen to your mayors. If you own a business, open that bitch. People are suing in court, and they're winning. They cannot tell you you can't open your business. Open the business. Get back to work. Get people off unemployment. Keep people from fucking killing themselves. Everybody is going through mental health issues now, apparently. I think it's the cool thing to do. The governor keeps going up there every day talking about it.
Right, like you know.
Yeah, and he keeps saying that. How are you really? You know what? Fuck you. That's how I am, really. Open your business. Get everybody back to work. Let the kids play outside. And if you get sick, demand hydroxychloroquine. All right? It's literally that simple. We have a blueprint to defeat this thing at this point. And don't let them keep you in your house. This is tyranny. This is not America. Till next time, everybody. Don't catch Corona. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. Ah, yeah, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy.